Welcome to the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Miley, an IFS-informed trauma recovery coach. This episode's mission is to diminish stigmas through my personal journey, to bring resources to the trauma community, and to feature services that I offer to support survivors around the globe. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. We're going to be back next Friday with a brand new interview. In the meantime, today's going to be a little bit different. I wanted to dig in a little bit more to the personalized trauma healing system and what that 12-week private package is going to look like. I've had some of you asking, so I thought we'd address it. Before we do that, I just want to thank you all for your support of the new program of this podcast. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening wherever you get your pods, your shares, your likes, your subscribes, your follows are really important. And I thank you so much. Thank you to those who have taken the personal assessment, which is available at personalizedtraumahealingsystem.com. It is free and it only takes about 10-15 minutes to just kind of go through and see how the personalized trauma healing system could support you and or your clients. And at the end, it gives you an opportunity to tell me what you might be looking forward to. I just want to remind everyone that if you're looking for more information specifically, you can always email me. You can always set up a free 30-minute connection call with me. But more importantly, we also have webinars that are getting started in the month of October. So the first one is going to be on Wednesday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and then Saturday, October 28th at 9:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So this gives you a couple of opportunities depending on where you are in your time zones, if earlier or later would work better for you, if a weekday you can accommodate, or if you need a weekend. And so the webinars are going to be 30 minutes just to kind of go through the basic information about what this system is and how you can utilize it for yourself, for your growth, your healing, as well as for your clients. And afterwards, there's just going to be maybe a 10-15 minute Q&A kind of session. So there is going to be limited spots in there. So jump right in and grab a spot today. And before we jump into that, just a quick announcement. So we are catching this episode launching on the last Friday of September. Next week is my birthday, and I'm going to be away out of the country for about 4 or 5 days, just celebrating myself, my life, and just exploring the universe, my favorite thing to do. You guys already probably know that if you're listening, that I love to travel. So if you jump on my website right now and you're looking for a 30-minute discovery call, or if you are emailing me to ask questions about what you hear on today's episode, no worries. I'm just going to be away from that Sunday to Friday, so I won't be responding to emails and there's not going to be any availability on my calendar. But the week after, the week of October 9th, definitely there will be availabilities for you to jump into a 30-minute connection call, which is totally free. I will be back to responding to emails over the weekend of the 7th and 8th. And of course, that first webinar is going to launch on Wednesday, October 11th. So jump into any of those. I'm more than happy to share with you this system and this program, because as you can see, I'm really, really excited about it. So let's talk a little bit more about what the 12-week private package is going to look like. So first of all, there's going to be a 60-minute intake, which is not part of the 12 weeks. So it's just an hour for us to sit down. Before the intake, you're going to have to sign policies and procedures in a consent form, just like if you were starting private coaching with me. So before the 60-minute intake, you're also going to do what is called the Joy Scale, which you heard me talk a little bit about a couple weeks ago, and there's some information on the website at personalizedtraumahealingsystem.com. There is a couple of videos that explain what the Joy Scale is. And that Joy Scale assessment does take a little while, about 20-30 minutes, depending on how introspective you get or how difficult self-inquiry is for you. And those are all kind of homework pieces that you're already needing to do before we even jump into this intake. And then in the 60-minute intake, we just review all of that. We review your forms. We review a little bit about your trauma history, kind of a little bit of like how an intake would look. But I'm going to ask you a lot of questions prior to the intake. So those 60 minutes, we can really set up and think about what it is that you want to work on in your 12 weeks. Okay. Also get a little bit more background on your trauma triggers and the things that kind of hold you back from accessing that joy and that ease that you're looking for, and why you are here to utilize the personalized trauma healing system. So the other thing in the intake is for us to sit down and work out the schedule of what the next 12 weeks will look like for you. And this is going to be a 90-minute every week. This is on Zoom. a 90 minute and also a 30 minute check-in. So say like a Monday and a Friday, or a Tuesday and a Saturday, or a Wednesday and a Friday, or a Tuesday and a Friday, whatever kind of works for you, so that we're working actively on something. So let's backtrack to that 90 minute session. And this is going to be more of that coaching session. This is going to be more of that all-encompassing. You are here to work on X. And how are we going to get you from here where you are and here where you want to go? And that's going to be more of a coaching session, because it is going to involve, okay, what did your trauma have? Let's say that we're talking about finances or sleep or eating or something along those lines. What about your trauma has taught you this of where you're kind of stuck at now? And how can we move through those trauma triggers, through those activations, through that generational trauma, and get you to where you want to go, right? Maybe it's a fear. Maybe it is a repressed memory that just popped up recently, and now you're just trying to protect yourself and guard yourself from being hurt again. Maybe it's deeper relationships. Maybe it is socializing and having closer friendships, maybe more intimacy in your marriage, maybe being able to connect with your children more. So it can be any range of those pillars that we've kind of already talked about, those pillars of lifestyle design that kind of make your life that everyday mental health and well-being to be more abundant, more joyful. And so that's what that 90 minute is going to be. Every week, we're going to really dig into it. We're going to talk about where you've been, what other coping skills you've tried, what hasn't worked for you, what kind of worked, but you didn't stay with it because there wasn't accountability or you never really formed it into a habit. The 30 minute check-in is going to be at least 2 or 3 days after that 90 minute. It can be the whole, you know, a Monday to a Saturday. It can be several days, or it could at least be 2 or 3. So Monday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Saturday. And that 30 minute check-in is also going to be on Zoom. And this is going to be where the accountability kicks in. This is going to be where I'm checking in with you to see what have you actually done on your action list or your homework, whatever you prefer to call it. What on the to-dos are you struggling with? What on your action list do you need to kind of change? What actually needs to tweak because you tried it for a couple of days and you're really still feeling too triggered, or just not working for you, or you're not noticing any kind of changes or results, right? And sometimes when we start actually working a program, this is where we kind of kick into, oh, okay, this doesn't work, right? This isn't working for me, this particular piece. And we won't know that if we're always just digging in the 90 minute and digging and digging. We need those 30 minute check-ins to say, okay, so that didn't work for you this week. No problem. How should we make this a little bit better so you can keep practicing that for a few more days until we meet again? So it just gives us this opportunity. And I kind of toyed with the idea of doing a 60 minute twice a week. But I really want that 90 minute to be full-fledged trauma coaching. This is what you are here with me for, right? Because I'm trauma trained and I am experienced in working with trauma survivors. And so that 90 minute is kind of more of a deep dive. And I need it to stay that way because I think that that's where the real work happens, is when we're working on a pillar that specifically is blocked by trauma or fear or shame, an area that you really, really want to move through and start getting momentum. The 30-minute check-in a few days later is just more accountability. It's checking in. How's your mood? How are you feeling? What can we do better? How can I support you? How can I encourage you? Or to celebrate you, right? So if you're having a lot of wins and you're like, holy crap, I did this every single day. I'm really starting to feel a habit building. We're going to take some time and we're going to celebrate that, because you know how I am. We have to celebrate even the smallest of wins. So after that, we do 12 weeks of that. 90 minutes, a few days later, a 30-minute check-in. 90 minutes of coaching, moving into that check-in. And we do that 12 weeks straight. And in that time, you might work on definitely one, obviously, for a pillar, minimum of one. I'm going to cap a maximum at four pillars. And I think really a happy medium would be like two. Maybe starting a third one, and then it's something that maybe you roll to another one. But I think you're going to notice in working with something, let's say that it's finances, to really implement change. What they say about the science behind habits and goals is really the longevity of it, right? It's not just that you can do something for a couple of days in a row. It's that you can actually make it a solidified habit, which can take over 21 days. And in some cases, when you're breaking a habit, it can take a little bit longer than that. And so we want to give time for your brain to recognize that this is a safe new pattern for finances, for saving, for spending less. If we're working through like a shopping addiction, retail therapy, as a lot of people like to call it. little caveat there, they are different. Retail therapy to like treat yourself because you've had a really good year or something like that is totally different than a shopping addiction. But say that's what you're kind of working through. You know, you need to build up that savings. You need to see your investments growing literally and figuratively and financially. And so in those 12 weeks, working on at least one, maybe two, maybe three pillars. And I'm not going to allow more than four because I think it's too much. And that's just a standard of practice that I'm going to have because I want to see results for you. I want to see these results coming to fruition for you. I want to see your goals being attainable. And so capping it at four would be for like a client that I've already worked with and I already know a lot about them. But if you are brand new and I'm just meeting you, every time we meet together on that 90-minute coaching session, this is going to be digging really deep into places I've never been with you. And so it's going to take a little bit more time for us to establish the pillars and what the core issues are, right? We can even maybe do some IFS sessions around this, whatever the deficit or the struggle is in that pillar. So I want it to be really goal-driven and really habit-oriented, right? And I want you to see results for yourself from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to go. We're going to move you forward, if not get you all the way there. And I don't want to go all the way there always because it's really lofty and sometimes not sustainable. So it depends on what kind of trauma we're talking about and what kind of pillar it is that we're working on, right? So if you have, let's say, childhood sexual abuse, and you want to work on sexual intimacy with your partner, the trauma triggers that are involved there and the level of moving very slowly toward intimacy is way out here for something like that. Because if you don't move slow, your system's going to shut that down because it's not going to be safe. And so talking about safety and how safety would even, what it would even look or feel to your body. And we want to be able to just move at a real slow pace there in order to honor your body and to honor your nervous system that has kept you safe for so long since your trauma, right? If it's something that maybe you've worked on in the past, and like I said, you might have had really good results, you just didn't stick with it. Say like a sleep routine, a bedtime routine. Okay, so we need to dive in. Like, what are some of the things that are holding you back from getting that good night's sleep? What kind of things have worked and what didn't work? And how can we move you along into building that habit? And you might be able to go back into that same mechanism that worked for you before. And just having that accountability might really push you forward. And then as we jump into a new pillar, because that one's going so smoothly, we're going to keep checking in with that pillar of sleep. But now we're going to start moving into a new one because you've already kind of established a routine and you know that it works. You just need that accountability. And so we want to see growth in that area. And that's going to be attainable as long as you stay accountable. So that would be an appropriate time to jump into a new pillar and kind of start making some other changes. But making too many changes too fast, too soon is just going to re-traumatize your system, right? Because especially if you had childhood trauma and you were just told to just kind of shake it off and no crying and, you know, just strap in and let's go. And life's just always on the move. Kind of training yourself to actually slow down is going to be the most important thing that we can work on, whether we're working on a pillar or not, just slowing your system down and not kind of forcing it like a perfectionist. If I'm working with a perfectionist, they're going to want to hit goal after goal after goal after goal after goal every week. And at the end of it, it's going to look like they've really attained something. But as soon as the sessions are over, they could easily slip back in because there's no more reason for them to be perfectionists, right? No one's checking in with them. No one's being accountable to them. And so there's external and there's internal perfectionists. Some people are marching to their own internal set of standards and other people are just trying to vibe with what society says are the proper standards. And so if you're the externalized perfectionist working with a coach, you're just going to want to check all the boxes, do all the homework, knock everything off that action list, and show up at your accountability with really good results. And that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for lifestyle design and lifestyle changes that are actually attainable and that are helping you to achieve more access to joy and to ease, peace, abundance, and all those beautiful, beautiful attributes when you've got a self-care and a self-focus. And so for some people, it's going to actually be making some mistakes and helping your system learn that mistakes are okay and that you're not going to die because you made a mistake. And if you really dig into a perfectionist mentality, a lot of times it is a very catastrophic thinking that if they make a mistake, there is real danger and real harm. And for those of you that practice IFS, you know that when you go back to find that child, that is probably a very young child because it's catastrophizing. And it literally feels like if it doesn't do something perfect, it's going to lose that parent's love. And as a small child, like under the age of 10, 12, losing a parent's love means dying because you're not fed, you're not sheltered, you're beaten, you're not taken care of, you're not going to be able to survive that. And so that catastrophizing tells us right there, whoa, 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 that's a really young part that's really activated in your system that needs you to be perfect all the time. So that would be an example of how to like kind of slow down this 12 weeks and helping your system to understand that it doesn't need you to be perfect all the time. It just is a way of relaxing around this topic. So we're going to sit down together at the end of our 24 sessions, our 1290 sessions and our 12 30-minute check-ins, and we're going to have a 60-minute, we're going to call it the exit interview, if you will. And even though you definitely can come back and keep working with me, every single quarter you can work with me. But at the end of every 12 weeks, we need to sit down and do a review. This is where you're going to do another joy scale. This is where you're going to talk about what your outcome felt like for you. I'm going to give you my bird's eye view from the outside looking in of how I've noticed changes. We're going to do a little bit of a celebration and a review and then see what's best for you in going forward. If you want to continue working or if you need to take a little bit of a break and come back again. Okay, so now that you know exactly what the 12-week package actually entails, a little recap there. So it's going to be 24 hours of coaching with the 90s and 30s 12 times, and then a 60-minute intake and a 60-minute exit interview. That is 26 hours of working side by side with me. I'm also going to be sending you out encouragement emails, and I'm going to be checking in with you throughout the week on email whenever it is that you need support before or after our 30-minute check-in. You can always email me and I will respond. I'm also going to be reminding you of your action list and sending you out charts. I'm going through all of your assessments and there's going to be a lot of them. And we're going to work on how to get you from where you are to where you're going. And then we're also going to scale that. And we're going to talk about these results that we've had at the end of it. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work for me. So much so that I'm only going to take a limited amount of clients for this 12-week package at any quarter, because it is a lot of that behind the scenes work and I want to be available and invested. And I already have my coaching clients that I work with on a regular basis as well, just doing regular trauma recovery coaching or IFS coaching. And so for me, it's really important to be able to walk so side by side with you that you see the results that you want to see. And so let's talk a little bit about pricing. So right now, end of September through the end of this year of 2023 is going to be the introductory rate of $22.99. Starting in January 1st of 2024, the prices are going to go up to $24.99, which is where it's going to sit for the near future that I can foresee. And I've priced this package specifically to be able to just take on a few clients every quarter who want to dig into their pillars and do this work and make this commitment. So for me, because like I've said, there's all this background info for me and there's all this preparatory work that I'm doing. So say you are struggling with sleep. I'm not only going to work with you in that 90 minute, also through trauma triggers, but there's a lot of science-based stuff around sleep. And so I'm going to do research. Now sleep, I grabbed out of my brain because that's actually one I know a lot about. But say I don't know a lot about it. We'll just pretend that it's sleep, right? There's so much science of that I'm going to be doing some reading. I'm going to be able to give you scientific backed information and ideas to add to your action list. We're not just working from the trauma spectrum. We're also working on what is able to move you forward in making this a productive habit. So specifically for sleep, right? There's all kinds of research about and against melatonin. And so let's talk about that together. Let's sit down and let's talk about ways that you can wake up more friendly, more less grumpy, right? How many hours of sleep your body needs. There's a way to figure these things out actually scientifically to really set you up for success in that particular pillar. So because of that, I am only accepting paid in full upfront payments, one payment of $22.99 after January $24.99, because this is going to be a deep dive and a deep commitment, not just for me, but from you as well. And what this does is this brings a trust from you to me and me to you that we are both in this commitment, that we're going to put in the time and the energy necessary to get you the results that you are looking for. And of course, I am working hard to be able to offer income-based, needs-based scholarships to make available for the public. And I also do this with my private clients as well. I always offer the sliding scale for income needs-based. So please reach out and ask if you have any questions about that. I want to make this system available for everyone, and I don't want it to be cost prohibitive. So now what? So now you know what it is, you know the information around it, you know that there's only a limited number of spots, and you know the pricing. What questions do you have? Shoot me an email now at sarah@fullcirclewellspring.com. That is sarah@fullcirclewellspring.com. Link is going to be below to the personalizedtraumahealingsystem.com. Take that free assessment, check it out, see what works well for you. If you're not quite sure, you still have some more questions, I would recommend jumping into the free webinar, the first one coming up just in a couple of weeks on October 11th. And then there's also the Saturday option at the end of October on the 28th. Jump into a webinar, or you can schedule a 30-minute discovery call if you have some very specific questions or you wanted to talk more about the needs-based scholarships. Or if you're ready to get started today, grab a package and let's get started. The link is going to be below to go ahead and purchase that. The first thing that we're going to get on the schedule is going to be the 60-minute intake. And from there, we're going to be rolling. So I'm very excited to start working with you. I'm excited to launch this package. I really believe in it. I know it's going to be results-based. I am thrilled to be able to work with trauma survivors in lifestyle design. It combines two of my biggest passions. And I think you can kind of tell as that kind of ekes out of me. So let's get started today. Let's learn more about this system and let's see what we can do together, working side by side for 12 weeks and getting the results that you are looking for. So I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, be well. Thank you for listening to or watching this episode of the Trauma Survivorhood Podcast. Please subscribe, like, share, and follow. For any information that was discussed in this podcast episode, check out the show notes below. Until next time, be well.